It's a warning you don't get every day. RCMP in Prince George telling the public to stay away from downtown because a swarm of thousands of bees had descended on the Ramada Hotel Inn. Kevin Eastman is the front desk manager at the Ramada. Here's how he describes it.
There are so many there, you could barely see through them. It was just one big swarm, right? And it was just, we weren't sure what was going on at the time, to tell you the truth, because all you could see is just like little dots and that, just hundreds of millions of them. Right, so, and we like I said, we thought they were wasps at first, but they turned out not to be.
Kevin Eastman with the Ramada Hotel. The city of Prince George confirmed on Twitter yesterday that the bees came from hives that had been placed on City Hall as part of an environmental initiative and to respond to the worldwide decline in honeybees. They also said they did a risk assessment and found low risk associated with keeping the bees. But when the swarm descended on downtown Prince George, RCMP did warn the public to stay away. And they also called in special help. His name is Gerald Bomford. He's a beekeeper, and we've reached him now. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you as well.
Can you tell me about the phone call that you got yesterday?
Well, actually, I got a call from an RCMP constable asking me if there was any way that I could come and be of some assistance to an issue that was dealing with a swarm of bees that were down in the downtown core in front of the Ramada Hotel. And I replied, yes, I probably could, you know, come down and at least have a look at it. So I went to the farm and grabbed up a bit of bee equipment and headed on down there.
And what did you do?
Well, there's really nothing I could do. By the time I got there, the swarm had been pretty much, for all intents and purposes, completely destroyed. I gather that it had lodged from wherever it came from onto a tree, one of those beautiful little boulevard trees right down on the corner, I guess, sort of almost either in front of that Tony Roma's or someplace down in that neighborhood, and it had hung in the tree there, and of course it got bumped or something, and it allegedly came out of the tree and puddled down on the traveled portion of the roadway. And I think, you know, like I did, wasn't there to witness it, but I'm pretty sure what happened was that a vehicle or several vehicles drove right through it and over top of it. And of course, when they did that, they killed a lot of the bees, and the bees that didn't get killed were left, and were just because they'd lost the focus and where their queen was, they just milled around aimlessly, you know, just kind of like wandering like a purpose. They didn't have any purpose, any focus, or any destination to go, and they just kind of wandered around. And that's the situation that I found when I got there.
And what happens to them after that?
Well, they will just basically, you know, fly around until they get tired. Sometimes what they will do is they will finally give up hope with the swarm, and they'll return to, you know, their original location. And other times, you know, what they'll do is they will just knot up into little, like little communities, just tiny little, like, swarms that would be perhaps the size of your fist, and, you know, attempt to set up some degree of housekeeping. Some of them will actually wander around until they can find another colony and invite themselves in. That happens frequently as well.
So what happened?
Well, if we're talking about the swarm process in respect to honeybees, what happened was inside the colony, there's a fairly rapid development. The bees take advantage of the spring or early summer nectar flows, and they start to, you know, pile on the food stores, carrying pollen and nectars to feed their prodigy, the baby bees. And, of course, they build up very, very quickly. You know, they go from winter stores limping along and just barely getting by to a great, you know, a level of bounty. And that causes the bees, the queen in particular, to get, very productive. It's the excitement of the new season, and she lays eggs and lays eggs and lays eggs, and they just take the colony that they stem from, and they jam the box, you know, that we keep them in to the bursting point. And the beekeeping process is that what you have to try and do is stay ahead of that process and capitalize on it, really, I guess is the best way to describe it, and make certain that there's always fresh frames and ample room in front of the bees so that the queen doesn't get restless. She always has a place to work and to lay eggs. And the worker bees, the foraging bees, always have space and room to store that product and make it available to the new bees coming on. And when that doesn't happen, if they get too crowded, then there's some sort of a reflex, you know, pheromone or something that occurs within the colony to say that we have to move, okay? There's no longer sufficient room for us here. And what happens is the queen normally will cause several new queen eggs, what they call queen cells, to be started, drawn, and then she delivers some sort of a dictum that takes about 50% of the whole of the colony of bees, and they pick up and carry as much honey and pollen and nectar and foods, you know, that they can possibly carry, and they leave the colony. And when they leave the colony, they leave, you know, 30 or 40,000 bees can leave as a single unit, and they ball up into, you know, what's commonly called a swarm. And it's an incredibly unique process whereby they actually bunch up, and it's a rolling mass, almost the size of a beach ball, very definitely larger than a basketball, and they fly. They fly probably at a rate that would be equivalent to a person walking, you know, not fast, but not slow by any means, and they go in search of a new home.
Can this be dangerous?
No, not really. No, when they're involved in this process, they only have one focus, and that's a place to basically start to rebuild a home and a series of combs to be able to, you know, lodge all of the honey stores that they're carrying. And so, you know, you can put your a hand right into that mass and actually, you know, like if you could secure the queen inside that mass, you can carry them.
How often does this happen?
Well, it happens with incredible frequency, you know, regular frequency. Once the colony, the parent colony, reaches a saturation point, they don't have any recourse. So, you know, if you don't stay ahead of the management of those bees, pretty much any swarm, any colony will swarm.
I appreciate your time.
Okay, bud. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye now.
Gerald Bomford is a beekeeper in Prince George. That swarm of bees is no longer downtown. The city of Prince George says the hives will be removed from City Hall.